Hi, everybody. This is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. We're continuing our exploration into Self-Reliance by Ralph Waldo Emerson. Emerson was a minister, an essayist, and a really just brilliant thinker. I have a friend who named his son Emerson after Ralph Waldo Emerson. Emerson had a succinct, powerful, and direct way of speaking. He was like a combination of Oprah, Dr. Phil, and the Dalai Lama, all rolled up into one. That's my feeling, but perhaps I'm gushing a bit too much. Doesn't matter. Let's talk about our quote for the day. Our quote from Self-Reliance is, and I love this one. This is the one I've been waiting on to talk to you about. This one I'm excited about them all. But this is one that I'm particularly like, I can't wait. I hope you get this too. I hope this really triggers your day. And here it is. There is a time in every man's education when he or she arrives at the education that envy is ignorance. Let me say that again. Envy is ignorance, that imitation is suicide, that he must take himself for better or for worse as his portion, period. I don't know why, I can't remember where I got the idea, but recently I was journaling and I read it somewhere, so it was not something that was original to me, and of course, but what I read was the idea that if you're not who you want to be, who would you want to be if you could be anyone, right? So I made a list of men my age, approximately. George Clooney, Brad Pitt, etc., and others. Now, and I thought to myself, okay, and I want you to play this game. That's the whole purpose of this. Hopefully, already by now, you've begun to think of men or women that you admire or that you think you'd like to be. Okay? Well, first of all, I thought about their life. And in many ways, my life is better. Okay? And so I thought, okay, so that brings it down to, and what is it about these people that I really not admire, but the word is almost covet, that I desire to have? And I made a list. I made a list of, you know, because obviously, you know, who doesn't want to be Brad Pitt? You know what I mean? It's like having a handsome superpower, right? And so I thought to myself, what is it I want about? And why is it that, and I wrote it down. And I realized in the writing of it down is that, and I don't want to sound arrogant, but in many ways, I have a lot of the things that I want that these people have. So I could strike those off the list. And the other things, like, you know what, if I lost another 10 pounds, I could be more handsome. Now, I couldn't have the great hair like Brad Pitt necessarily, because that's genetic, but I could certainly become more of that ideal. So what it did was, it put me in charge of being George Clooney or being Brad Pitt. What do I like about George Clooney? Well, he's got, you know, he's extremely handsome. But the thing is, he also is, he seems nonplussed. When something seems to upset him, he's great in the movies of going and just smiling, you know? Well, I can learn to smile more often. I can learn to not let things upset me. So I encourage you to think about who it is you might be if you could be anyone in the world. And then ask yourself, what is it about he or she that you would like to have or be? And start to be it. For God's sake, work on it. Become more like it. If you're way away from it, you can at least get closer. And then you'll begin to be proud of being the only person you'll ever be and the most important person who ever lived. You. You. In the end, after I did this exercise, I realized there's nobody I want to be but me. And I hope you'll find the same. because you are awesome. I believe in you. Listen, leave any questions or comments below and I'll look forward to talking to you. And enjoy today. It's the only day you get. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.